I'm Adam.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to The Dad Experience, a podcast where dads can connect and openly share stories.
On today's episode, we talked to Joe and all about work-life balance. All of this and our favorite segment, what movies are you most excited to share with your kids? Welcome to another episode of The Dad Experience. Welcome back to another great episode here. We've got some exciting information to share with you, and we'll just get right underway. So, Mike, how have things been going since I saw you last time?
Not too bad. You know, my brother recently moved out to Denver. I know I've mentioned it in the one or two of the past episodes. He moved out to Denver, so one of the ways that we've been keeping in touch with one another is FaceTime. Mm-hmm. And he'd gotten one of the PS4s.
Yeah.
Pretty close to the launch date, so he's had it for a while. Uh-huh. I was kind of annoyed because we were Xbox 360 guys, and then he got this PS4, and he's been hampering me about getting one.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on the fence. And finally, Jamie was like, you know what? Forget it. And she just pulled the trigger. And so I've just been reliving the glory days playing these freaking video games. It's been pretty fun.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah, no, that's
playing
that's
some
cool.
Diablo.
Kind of yeah. Talking about kicking back technology, old school video games. My project over the winter months and everything is I've built kind of like a home theater thing in my basement. So I built like a 120-inch screen, projection screen, and hung the projector and ran a sound system. We have a drop ceiling, so it was fairly easy. And I found out my mom had found, I've been asking for years, she found my old NES. So I'm super excited
nice.
About that. I'm going to plug that thing back in and see how that that was 8-bit, wasn't it, back then?
Yeah, I mean, they say 8-bit, but I mean, give or take, it's...
Well, anyway, so I'm excited to see the 8-bit system on a 120-inch screen to see how digitized that'll be. So that'll be interesting. It'll be real interesting.
You can probably have... your projector probably has various settings and stuff.
I'm sure it does.
Plug that thing in after the show, man.
Yeah, maybe. I'm home alone.
Super Mario.
I got the babies at daycare. My wife's at work, so man, I've got some time. Maybe I will do that. Maybe I'll play Super Mario 1. So, anyways, well, today we have, like I said, an exciting show. Hopefully, discuss some really important things. I think coming up here down the pike. But I'd like to welcome to our show today, Joe, to talk to us a little bit about his experience about being a dad, fairly new dad. But Joe, why don't you tell us about your family makeup and who do you live with at home there?
Well, hey guys, thanks for having me on today.
No worries.
So I'm at home with my wife and our 4-month-old baby, Elizabeth, and two cats and our lab retriever mix puppy. So we've got a pretty full household here.
Nice.
Whoa, that sounds like a cheese.
That is. So I'm sorry, I missed the name of your daughter again. Say me the name of your daughter again.
Elizabeth.
Thank you. I didn't catch it. So I was caught up in all the different animals and everything there too. So it's kind of a busy household there, huh? So
she's got a zoo.
Yeah, it feels like a zoo sometimes.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, I bet your daughter loves it though, having the animals around. And I guess that's you know, just speaking that you have that many animals there. How did you introduce the animals to your daughter, and how does that work out for you?
Well, she kind of showed up a little early unexpectedly, so we didn't have too much time to prepare.
Uh-huh.
I basically brought home some blankets from the hospital a couple days before she got home and just started leaving them around the house so they could get used to her smell.
Okay.
But we didn't really have time to do much more than that.
Mm-hmm. And did that seem to work well? Because we did that too. We had a dog when we first had our daughter, and did that seem to work pretty well? Did that assimilate very well, or you know, how did that go?
It's been pretty good so far. The dog, in particular, he's only a year and a half old, so still got all that puppy energy. And mm-hmm. as soon as we brought her home, he instantly went into like big brother protective mode.
Yeah,
it was kind of cool to see.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Now, do you ever have any problems with, like, if you have somebody that the dog maybe doesn't know or that doesn't live in the house, and they get somebody gets close to your daughter, does the dog ever get in that, like, what are you doing? I'm not quite sure. Figure out. Or has the dog been pretty good?
He's pretty good with visitors, but he'll park himself by our big glass windows, and as soon as he sees anybody like walking by across the street, he'll freak out.
Wow!
And he never did that before we brought her home.
That's really interesting. That's interesting.
He's on instant patrol.
Yeah, and my wife will go in to feed her, and he'll just sit down at her feet, and it's pretty great to see.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I know that our dog was like that too. But man, that's pretty interesting to see. So, you're a new dad. What was there anything that now after these 4 months have gone by, has there been anything that you just didn't expect that is kind of like, wow, I didn't expect that. That's more difficult. Something that's easier. What has like been your biggest aha moment or like light bulb goes off going, wow, this is different?
That's a tough one.
Well, prior to having your daughter, I mean, were you going out with buddies all the time? And now that's just, you know, that now that she's been here for 4 months that, you know, you've had to put the kibosh on, like no more going down to the bar and hanging out with buddies. Or are you still able to do that?
Are you able to do other extraneous things?
Can't remember the last time I got to go to the bar. It's been a bunch of little changes.
Yeah.
Like a huge amount of tiny changes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say before she showed up, you know, we'd go out with some friends once a week.
And, right.
You know, a typical day, like, I'd come home and go for a bike ride for an hour and a half or so.
Mm-hmm.
And haven't done any of that really since she showed up. Going to the grocery store is now like a big event that we have to plan for.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting used to the middle of the night feedings too has been a pretty big adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
Is she sleeping through the night or is she, you know, at 4 months?
It kind of depends on the night.
Yeah.
She was early, so she was really tiny when she showed up.
Uh-huh.
Like 4 pounds, 9 ounces at birth, though. So she's still playing catch up with her weight.
Right. Right.
So the night right before Christmas break was over, she gave us 6 straight hours. And then
nice.
A couple nights later, it was every 2 hours. So she's
nice.
Still kind of inconsistent with her sleep. So
yeah.
that's a struggle for both of us to get used to.
So speaking of like kind of the sleepless nights, do you guys kind of rotate one or the other? You know, I don't know what the whole background is, or and maybe that's something to talk about. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out that way because if your wife's breastfeeding, you know, she's got to be on. So how do you guys kind of handle those feeds, the late night feeds and all those things?
Well, for the first few weeks, my wife was an absolute champ and did all those late night feeds.
Yeah.
She was able to take 12 weeks off and I had to go back after 2. So
right. Mm-hmm.
She handled all the late night stuff and then we started transitioning. Usually baby will wake up at about 2
mm-hmm.
and I'll handle that one. And then she's up again at about 5 and my wife takes that one.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So you guys are kind of just, you did the rotation thing after
trying to split it up the best you can.
Yeah. And then just lots of coffee in the mornings.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But isn't it funny? And I don't know about you, but it's, and you know, you're tired and you know, you're really tired, but it's, you can always, like, I always find that I'm able to do it like and function and still move forward. I know that what tired is and I never knew what tired was until I had a child, but, it's interesting that your body and your whole kind of philosophy or whatever it is, your psyche, whatever, it kind of just changes automatically because it's like, you've got to do this, so you're going to do it. So I found, I don't know about you guys, but I know I found that was just interesting that I didn't think I'd be able to function on that little sleep, but it works.
With both my boys, it was, you try to do as much as you can to help them out. I mean, carrying a baby and you know, especially, you know, for the ladies, like 9 months or around 9 months, my first son was premature. And he was only around 7 pounds. So he was he was at what would be considered, you know, regular or average birth weight. I don't know what you would call that. But, I mean, since I don't have mammary glands, I can't really help out in that aspect. But, you know, once he started, like, eating formula and stuff, I mean, you got to step up and pull your weight.
Yeah.
Let mom get some sleep and then just handle the feedings by yourself.
Yeah. It was nice when we switched to a bottle because I could actually help out during the day too.
Right, right.
Yeah, the bottle's huge.
Yeah, that is a huge transition and a huge change when you can do that, because it definitely takes a little bit of pressure off on your significant other. So, but I was going to, you know, you mentioned a little bit about going back to work after 2 weeks, and I know you're in the music education field as I am, and I know that that profession can be very demanding. And there's, you know, and I'm not sure exactly what your title or position is where you're at, but how do you manage, you know, I guess just hit at it. I know this is one of the main things that I've been trying to talk about, and I'm trying to manage, so this is great for me too. How are you managing the work-life balance? What do you do to make sure and ensure that you're around and available for everything, but still able to do what you got to do at work?
Oh, I do middle school band mostly.
Okay.
And then I'm an assistant with our high school program.
Okay.
So she showed up like right towards the tail end of marching season.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of a struggle for a couple weeks because
right.
we're running on sleepless nights, and then, you know, our Friday nights I'd get home at midnight or later.
Right. Right.
But since that's been done, I think the best thing I've been able to do is just limit all my after school commitments. When I student taught, my co-op teacher had just had a baby, mm-hmm. so I learned a lot from watching how he scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
He got in early, took care of everything that needed to be done, kind of during his prep hour and before school started, and mm-hmm. then he was able to get out right away. So
that's good.
I've been trying to do that too.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I know that for me, the marching season is the tough part. After that, it's not so bad. But as far as what I do, because I do high school, there's a lot of after school, but it's not, the marching is what really, the marching band aspect of it is what really keeps me home. So I'm just trying to balance that. How did your, I know it was the tail end of marching season, and it's kind of got into your concert season though too. How was managing it at home for, you know, your wife? I'm, you know, being on her own for a big chunk of time at times.
Well, we're pretty lucky. Her mother is not that far away from us.
Okay.
So on any of the longer days I've had, grandma's been able to come over and kind of help share the load. So
it's huge having a support network.
Absolutely. It's been really great.
Yeah.
And some of those long nights, I mean, I feel bad, especially because got to watch the baby, watch the puppy. Like that's a lot to do.
It's a lot. No, it is a lot. You know, I feel bad too. It's tough, and having like Mike just said, support system. We're lucky too that my parents are close and my wife's aren't that far either, so we can rely heavily on that. And I know it's not the case for everybody all the time, but yeah, that's a huge thing because especially early on, that's a lot to manage. With having a little one at home and doing the day to day and taking care of yourself. So, man, you know, more power to you guys for figuring that out and coming up with a system and being able to do those things. So that's awesome. Have you guys been able to get out much or do much? I guess as a family, have you guys, you know, I know that she was premature and, you know, my daughter wasn't premature, but she was born very small, 4 pounds, 9, I think, 2. I can't remember exactly what the exact was, but it was in that range. Have you guys been out and doing stuff? How did you manage the holidays?
We did Christmas at grandma's house, which was nice. She's got everything just right there and okay. a big enough place for us to bring the dog to. So.
Good. Good.
It's just kind of a team effort there. Other than that, we haven't really taken Elizabeth out too many places yet. Mm-hmm. And it's been so cold and she's still so small. Like,
right.
We just try to keep her in, keep her warm.
Right.
Well, yeah, definitely. You know what? Definitely right now with, you know, the flu going around, they got another strain of flu going around. You don't need to bring her out and potentially expose her to some, you know, virus. I mean, especially being so small.
Yeah, that's
and still, you know, still so young.
Yeah.
Keep them home, especially with the, yeah, like you said, the cold. There's no reason to go out.
How is
And I don't even want to go out.
No, so. I don't either. Yeah, I don't ever want to leave.
I don't want to go out in the cold.
I don't ever want to. I don't want to go out.
It's snowing right now.
No, but so speaking of germs and stuff, how was it? You didn't end up like getting sick yourself and then bringing some home from school. I know that, knock on wood, I was pretty lucky. Not until we went to daycare, our daughter wasn't really getting exposed to as much because she was home for a year. But have you had any experiences with that where maybe you got sick or brought something home from school, and or have you been pretty good so far, knock on wood?
I've been pretty lucky so far. I had one little bout with a cold, mm-hmm. but and it was pretty short-lived, and my wife was still at home, so she That's was good. Able to take care of the baby for those couple days.
That's good. That's good.
And my mother-in-law works in public health, so I mean, she's drilled us about hand washing and all the preventive stuff that we
Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
You probably get text messages, hey, this is going around. You need to stay away from X area.
Yeah, like data on vaccinations, all that good stuff.
Yeah. Hey, you know, well, I don't know if you've listened in the past, but we did a huge one on vaccination as of my experience. So that's nothing that goes unsaid on this podcast either. So, hey, good. It's good to know. And good to good
it's important.
To hear that.
Get your kids vaccinated.
Absolutely.
Be informed and get Absolutely. Vaccinated. Yeah, I agree. That's what we're big proponent. I know we don't always maybe hit the best of. Best of all the listenership out there when we do that, but hey, we're big. It's important.
Sorry about your luck. Get your kid immunized.
So, as a couple, then now, have you guys been able to get out? Or you know, that's something that we've been asking a lot of the guests that have come on the show, because we think that a lot of times we put that after our relationship with our significant other comes after the child, and sometimes. It doesn't get looked at or thought about as much. Have you guys been able to do something do stuff as a couple, or how do you manage your spare time or your parent time?
We've gone out a few times.
Good.
We tend to pick really strange times to do it. Like the last couple movies we've seen has been the first showing on a Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
so we could have grandma come babysit.
Yeah,
it's a good time.
That is a good time.
We utilize that time too.
Empty theater. It's awesome.
Cheaper tickets usually too.
Yep,
oh yeah,
cheaper tickets.
Oh yeah, and I mean we've made a couple runs to Target too, which I guess counts as a date now.
Yeah, that does.
Oh no, it's aim higher, Joe. Higher.
Yeah, you gotta aim higher than that. But it reminds me of
don't make those count. I can hear your wife saying, "Well, I mean." Is it really a don't count that as a date?
Nah, but
I can hear my wife say that. No, this is not a date.
Yeah, no, but no.
You gotta work
that's,
a little harder.
But I understand what you're saying. That when you have that alone time, I mean, it's funny when you have the alone time. Like they always tell you, and I don't know if you guys heard it in your birthing classes. Sleep when the baby sleeps. Sleep, and we try to do that, right? You try to do those things.
Yeah.
But when does anything else get done? When you have a little one, I don't care if they're 3 weeks old, 4 months old, a year old, and Mike, you might be able to, you know, add to this 5 years old, whatever. Those nap times are either sacred for finishing the laundry or doing something around the house quick. I do find time to try and do things for myself, but man, it isn't always to me realistic that we were able to just take a nap when the baby was taking a nap, because there's just, when does other things get done? I don't know, but it's crazy. It's crazy how that works. But so have you guys kind of, I mean, I obviously going shopping, that's a big thing, but did you try and schedule it once a month to go out on, or is it just whenever you guys decide you're going to go, you just go?
It's kind of whenever we decide. Right now we've been just based on what movies are out, what we want to see. I think coming up, we're both music teachers, so we're going to leave Elizabeth with grandma at the music conference and we try to do a real date night there.
Good.
Nice.
You should do that. That's it's important. I feel like It makes it much. What I've found is because I was one that pigeonholed myself into not doing as much. We were stuck to the house for basically a year. We really couldn't go anywhere. And that was the biggest strain. The biggest thing that I had to work through was just we didn't do things together enough. And we try and make an effort to change that and do more. And definitely when you do those things, I've found that it's much more. I don't know. It's one, it's stronger when you get home with the kids, but two, it's important for you. And I feel like a lot of times we don't talk about, especially from the male standpoint, we don't talk about how important it is to have that significant other time. I think sometimes we put it back. And kind of on that same lines, do you have any, I know you're into music and stuff, but do you have any other hobbies that you still try and continue to do that, you know, that kind of helps you kind of get that me time that we all need to kind of regroup?
Yeah, I've got the bike trainer set up in the garage now.
Good.
So weekends and snow days, I'm able to get down there for an hour or so. And
nice.
I mean, I found that if I'm not doing something active during the week, I'm just totally fried from everything.
Yeah.
And then having the baby has given me an excuse to get my camera back out too and start doing some photography again.
That's great.
So, that's been kind
nice.
Of
nice.
That's great. That's great. Now your daughter's 4 months old. What is the most thing that you're excited that you get to do, go out and do that, you know, you've been looking forward to sharing with her? What's that activity that you just can't wait to do with your daughter?
We've got a bunch of parks by us, so mm-hmm. I'm just excited to take her out and explore. There's probably a half dozen within a couple miles, so you know, take her on some trail walks and hit up some playgrounds. I'm really looking forward to that.
That's nice. That's nice. That's nice. Very good. Do you guys are you in any sort of or plan on getting into any like extracurricular type activities? I know that there's like early childhood music. There's swimming. There's, you know, obviously when they get a little older, soccer, things like that. Is there anything that you guys are doing already or are planning on doing that you found to be, you know, great as far as, you know, for your daughter and development and all those great things?
We haven't discussed it a ton yet, but we both went through the early childhood music classes at MSU.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's probably something that will definitely get talked about.
Right.
I'm sure we'll let her try some sports because both me and her uncle are big into soccer. So
oh, great.
We'll see how that goes.
Nice. Soccer's a good sport.
It is.
And she'll end up playing an instrument too, most likely piano right. lessons to start.
Right. That's good.
My wife teaches strings, so she'll probably get her a Suzuki instrument.
Yeah.
As well.
That's what I started on, Suzuki. I did Suzuki first. Violin and cello. It was fun.
Oh, nice.
And I'll tell you, it did develop for me. My ear training was a lot better because of that. I can tell you that right now. It wasn't, if I think it wasn't for that, it wouldn't be so great. So that was a good program for us, I know, growing up. But yeah, great. Well, that's awesome. Has there been any sort of like fail that you learned a big lesson from in the last 4 months that that you could share with somebody or share with our audience that maybe that if they're approaching something like that, one, they don't feel so bad about it happening, or two, there's a quick solution that you found?
There have been a couple days where I've been so tired and she's been so tired that, I mean, she'll have a meltdown and then I'll start getting frustrated trying to figure out what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Check her diaper, nothing. Go walking with her, nothing. Feed her, nothing. And like I found that if I get frustrated, like that tends to negatively affect her mood too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been tough, but just learning to like to take a deep breath and just sort of collect myself and then go from there.
Right.
Because I mean, really, she's so young, she can only do a few things. Like there's not too many things on the list.
Right.
You found that sometimes you just gotta take a step back, try to understand where she's at, find out what she needs, give it to her, versus just to keep hammering what you're doing, like, I'm trying to feed you, or we're going on a walk, you know, maybe she needs something else. I can see where the frustration has built dealing with my two guys, where it you just got to take a step back, come outside yourself, and realize, you know, they're still young. They can't express their needs adequately to the point where you can give them what they need, and you know, you can just move on so that they're not upset and they're not driving you crazy.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a couple moments where I've known she's hungry, but she's so upset that she's not taking a bottle. So I got to get her calmed down otherwise first. It's been a big learning process.
Right. Have you, I know for me, when I was noticing, have you figured out like that there's different cries, or different tones to the cry? I've kind of cued in on, like, I know when it's like, I'm crying because I want mommy or daddy to come into the nursery or the bedroom to just pick me up because I'm here and I want attention, or I've got a wet diaper, or I'm really hungry cry. You know, have you picked up on any of those type of cries, or do you have that experience, Mike? Have you ever had that experience either? I don't know. Or Joe?
Yeah. She's got a real angry cry she has when she's tired. That's when we know it's time to start putting her down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've noticed some tones in mine, but that's just me. And I don't know if that's just me just being intuitive, or what time of day it is, or if it's just being able to cue in on that type of a cry. Mike, what about you? Did you experience that at all?
I mean, when the boys were younger, there were only a few different types of crying that I would recognize, you know, one being uncomfortable, two, you know, needing a change, and three, just being hungry. And, you know, actually four. And then the others just, you know, attention seeking, which, I mean, now that they're four and six, I mean, now all I hear is just crying, just knock it off.
Yeah. Well, they can use words now, too, though. But they can use words now. So.
Right. Use your words. I don't know. You're crying for no reason. Yeah. You know, nobody's beating you. Calm down.
Right. But I feel like once they hit that stage where they can, you know, form sentences and communicate, that it's, that changes. I don't know that I would be that intuitive, but right now it's like, it is, what do you do? And a lot of times it is guesswork. Like you said, Joe, it's like, man, I don't know what they want. And what do you got to figure out? Those are the frustrating days. And those are the days that, you know, I've had to learn myself is go, okay, it's not my daughter's fault. It's not Eleanor's fault. And it's not my fault. Maybe we're both tired. So it's just kind of going through that checklist, that mental checklist. And it's not always easy. It's not always easy.
Now that the kids are older, it usually comes down to one, are they hungry? Like, are they hangry and they're just upset because they're so hungry? Or the other one is a nap.
Right. Right.
You know, the 4-year-old, you know, he still takes a nap. The 6-year-old, he just, if he's just whining, usually it's just because he needs just to eat something and just relax.
Right, totally.
But, the younger one is definitely either hungry or nap still.
Gotcha.
And I mean, again, those are just the general ones. Children are basically small adults.
They are?
They're small people.
That's profound, Mike. They're small adults. Small adults. Isn't that the definition of child?
They're miniature. I mean, yeah.
We all have similar needs, is what you're saying.
Right. If their needs are going to be similar to ours, if one of those needs isn't being met, you get pissed off.
Totally. Well, we are going to take a short break here. Thanks, as always, for listening to us, but you can check us out. Don't forget Parents On Demand Network or the Pod Network. Look that network up on iTunes or Android or wherever you get your podcasts. There's a specific app for parents out there and podcasts out there. There's plenty of podcasts, not just the Dad Experience, but lots of them out there for moms, dads, couples, every different walk of life, health, and parenting. So check that app out. Download that app. Like I said, the Dad Experience is a proud member of of the Pod Network. So it's a good place to get more information about parenting. And as always, just to find us online at iTunes or whatever podcast database you use, just look us up. We're on all the major ones, so download it. If you can, rate us, review it. That would be awesome. That's how we get found and get our information across. So we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Joe about the three movies he's most excited to share with his daughter. Welcome back to the Dad Experience. Like we do in all other episodes lately, we're going to talk to you, or we're going to ask Joe about the three movies he's most excited to share. Myself being a movie buff and Mike being a movie buff, we're always out to hear what movies are out there and what we're sharing with our children. So, Joe, are there three of them out there that you just know that you're really excited to watch through your daughter's eyes?
I think I'm going to have to cheat a little and pick a series for one of them.
All right.
I grew up a huge Star Wars fan.
So. Once again, into the fray.
That's awesome. No, hey, that's all of ours too.
I can't wait to get her started on the original trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to skip the prequels? I've skipped the prequels with my kids because the prequels are awful.
At least the first time through. The first time through.
So you're going to start on episode 4. That's good.
Right? Yeah, maybe start on Rogue One.
That's a good idea. See, that was before I made. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Yeah.
But yeah, I love those. And especially now for her, like they've got some awesome female protagonists too.
Yeah.
So somebody to look up to.
Right, totally.
Yeah, Rey is going to be huge.
So are you going to count, is Star Wars just your movies, or is that going to be like one? You have two other ones?
I think Spinal Tap.
Nice.
Yes!
Yeah, that's a good one. That's one. I didn't even think of that.
Spinal Tap or the Mighty Wind. Mighty Wind is also excellent, but Spinal Tap, I think, for being...
Spinal Tap's just, like, that's
a
it.
A precursor.
It's I don't know.
The mockumentaries are great.
Yeah, but that one is just does something. It's just, I don't know. Stonehenge. That's all I got to say. Stonehenge.
Right.
Anyways, you got a third one there, Joe?
I'm trying to think. We've really been into the Marvel movies lately. Uh-huh. And actually, our nickname for Elizabeth before she was born was Baby Groot. So...
Nice.
Might show her those. Nice. I don't know where that came from.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. Actually, it's funny. Marvel has come up.
Character.
Marvel has, or the, you know, the comic book movies, and Marvel, I believe, have come up before already. So that's cool. I'm seeing some themes happening. Star Wars obviously comes up a lot, but you know, those are some cool ones. And I never would have thought of Spinal Tap. That is one that you definitely got to share at some point when they're at the correct age. So that's awesome. That's awesome. So, well, thank you so much, Joe, for your time. I know it's not easy, you know, getting away and spending 30 minutes away from the family, especially at 4 months, having a baby at 4 months. So thank you for being here. We got to have you on again at some point and talk a little bit more about, you mentioned on the break about the birthing experience. So it'd be interesting to hear all about that at some time. But thank you so much for being here. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Cool.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you. And Mike, you know, as always, I appreciate you being here and being that, you know, that co-host that is always there to needle me. So thank you so much for being here today. And as always,
Go green.
Yeah, we talked a lot.
Go white.
We talked a lot about MSU today, huh? So thank you so much for listening. As I said at the top of the show, you can find us on iTunes or follow us on Twitter at DadExpPodcast. Tweet at us, send us an email, which will be in the show notes. If you want to be on the show or have a show idea or have some questions for the guests or us or a comment, please reach out to us and let us know. But as always, thank you so much for listening to The Dad Experience.
The Dad Experience.